April 15, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. Pay attention. Opening prayer. Father, use your words to inspire and equip me to share the good news with those around me. Read Mark chapter 4, verses 21 through 34. A lamp on a stand. He said to them, "Do you bring in a lamp to put it under a bowl or a bed? Instead, don't you put it on its stand? For whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed, and whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. If anyone has ears to hear, let them hear." "Consider carefully what you hear," he continued. "With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and even more. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them." The parable of the growing seed. He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain, first the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come." The parable of the mustard seed. Again, he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like, or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade." With many similar parables, Jesus spoke the words to them, as much as they could understand. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. But when he was alone with his own disciples, he explained everything. Reflect. Can you think of a time when you heard God speak to you clearly? What areas of your life do you need to hear him speak about just now? Our reading from Mark's report contains a number of riddles or puzzles that Jesus poses while discussing the kingdom of God. Jesus tells his followers to listen carefully. I wonder if he is telling us that there is more to his kingdom than meets the eye, and we need to explore the hidden or spiritual depths rather than judging by physical appearances. I am encouraged by the story of a lamp. Obviously, no one would light a lamp and then hide it. Jesus lit the lamp when he started the church, to which we all belong. Surely he won't allow it now to be hidden by Nero's opposition. I also like the story of the mustard seed growing into a large plant. Something that starts so small and insignificant grows into something unmissable. As believers, we may feel vulnerable and insignificant in the face of opposition. Maybe Jesus is promising that, from this wavering experience, the way will spread throughout the world, growing in strength and providing hope and comfort to many. Apply. Which of these word pictures or parables speaks to you most today? How will you ensure that you have heard Jesus' meaning and acted on it? Closing prayer. Holy Spirit, help me to hear and understand what Jesus is saying to me through his parables, and enable me to apply them as I walk with him.